New York's governor in more hot water tonight over his handling of nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic, accused of covering up the true death toll. Now Andrew Cuomo is reported to be the subject of a federal investigation. News Nation's Tom Negevin has been following the story, and he's live outside of Cuomo's office in Manhattan with the very latest on the developments in this case.
And Rob, he's also facing, Rob, bit of a revolt from within his own party. The pressure on Andrew Cuomo tonight, unprecedented, less than a year after he was being praised for his calm leadership through the COVID pandemic.
Truth is, with all we know, people still die in nursing homes today. People still die every day.
New York's governor Monday trying to explain. Criticism growing not just over his handling of vulnerable nursing home patients at the height of the pandemic, but misleading about the toll in lives.
We just need the investigation done. Let's just get it done. Find out what went wrong.
The governor and a top aide have admitted intentionally withholding data on deaths from state lawmakers, saying they were concerned about inquiries from the then Trump Department of Justice. Now Cuomo's accused of politically threatening a fellow Democrat who criticized him.
By asking me to do something unethical, possibly illegal, to cover up.
That's a charge the governor's office denies. By the latest official numbers, 13,432 New York State nursing home residents have been killed by COVID-19 as of this week. But that number soars past 15,000 when other adult assisted living facilities are added. Tonight, more than a dozen state lawmakers want to rescind Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers, Republicans and Democrats.
I believed it was time to roll them back a long time ago, and I've been calling for this for a while, but I think now it's very clear to a majority of people that it's time.
I think the fact that they also want to realize that this is the right thing to do, we say we welcome aboard and we'll join them in that fight.
And we've been speaking to the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, which is not commenting on any investigation that may involve Governor Andrew Cuomo. But his office has said repeatedly the DOJ has been investigating for months, and they have been cooperating throughout. That vote on whether to rescind his emergency powers, that could take place early next week. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.